Wisconsin opened an alternate care facility Wednesday to deal with the growing number of people hospitalized with COVID-19. The state is a coronavirus hotspot, with the highest per capita surge in the nation, behind only Montana and the Dakotas, states that are significantly less populated. Over the last week, Wisconsin has averaged more than 2,800 new coronavirus cases a day. State health officials say that's indicative of unchecked community spread. Surrounding states like Illinois, Michigan, and Minnesota have about a quarter to one half the per capita rates of infection. One reason for the climb here is the fact that the state Supreme Court abruptly ended Governor Evers' Safer at Home order in May. That's according to Deputy Health Secretary Julie Willems Van Dyke.
And the next day, in fact, that evening, Wisconsin was fully open with very few restrictions in place around gathering or limitations on gathering, except in a few localities where local health officers issued those orders. That is very different than almost every other state, and certainly from the state, the majority of Midwestern states that surround Wisconsin, that did more gradual openings over the summer.
Willems Van Dyke says states opening gradually were largely able to keep transmission at lower levels. Another reason for the surge in cases here? Willems Van Dyke says conservative-led lawsuits have prevented Governor Evers from issuing additional statewide orders to limit gatherings and close bars and restaurants.
In Wisconsin, we do not have that authority at the state level. And so there are fewer tools in our toolbox than some of the other states that we have seen. I think if you compare to some of the other states that are also experiencing, when you look at per capita surges in disease right now, they are also other states like the Dakotas that had no restrictions on gathering in place.
This week, more than 1,000 people were hospitalized for COVID-19, the highest since the pandemic hit Wisconsin. In response to the growing hospitalizations, Wisconsin opened an alternate care facility at State Fair Park Wednesday. The facility can take non-critical patients from hospitals around the state, says Deb Standrich, care facility CEO.
So a patient that is, first of all, in the ICU or even transitioning out of an ICU into a step-down type of care floor at a hospital, we would not care for. There are certain vital signs. Patients, we want them to have a temperature of 100 or less. Their vital signs, such as blood pressure, their pulse, et cetera, needs to be in the normal range.
If a patient's condition worsens after being transferred to the facility, the patient can be returned to the hospital by ambulance 24/7. Despite the additional beds, Deputy Health Secretary Willems Van Dyke stresses the importance of avoiding hospitalization in the first place. She says people should take precautions, including limiting gatherings.
Wear your mask to protect those around you. Stay home, except for when you need to go out for essential errands. Stay 6 feet apart from each other. Wash your hands frequently. And if you have symptoms or have been exposed, get tested and remain isolated until you know your test results.
Willems Van Dyke says people exposed to or diagnosed with COVID need to self-isolate for 14 days. She emphasizes what may be obvious, but also underappreciated, that the more cases there are in the community, the greater the potential for spread of the coronavirus.
Just for example, if you have two people exposing other people, you're not going to have nearly as many cases than if you have 100 people exposing other people. And right now, we have thousands of people exposing other people.
Willems Van Dyke is hopeful Wisconsinites will take the proper safety measures to reverse the spike in cases. Maayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.